The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's July the 9th. The time is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line is 0605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning. I'm going to put the streaming webcam on the preparations here. Maybe no sound.
This is so not people... how I like to roll. I do not like to have...
It's like an anthill.
Screaming down the hall. We're starting.
You know what? Aren't you the one? You're the one that goes, oh, you know what? We should just be more spontaneous.
Forget about it. That's not how I roll because I did stage for so long. And, we got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. So anyway, let's go to our Wells Fargo expert with our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning. What's happening, Chris Lasondak?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 22 points at 16,929. The S&P 500 adding 3 points at 1967, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 5 points at 4396. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 87 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Alcoa up 35 cents at 1520, Bank of America adding 3 cents at 1561, General Electric's down 2 cents at 2635, and Twitter up 36 cents at 3777. Of local interest, PG&E down 17 cents at 46.65, North Valley Bank's unchanged at 22.22, Harley-Davidson up 61 cents at 68.93, and Sturm Ruger up 39 cents at $59.03. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.57%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.52. Oil's down 79 cents a barrel at 102.61, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $3.70 an ounce at $13.22.30, while silver is up 2 cents at $21.02. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06, or somewhere around there when we get into that. You know, it could be 7:08. But, you know, all humor aside here, the financial markets are in a turmoil. What's happening in the world is a turmoil. You need somebody that knows what they're doing to take a look at investments, maybe investments you have already or you're thinking about making investments. You give a call to Wells Fargo Advisors at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. These are people that are expert in what they do. They're going to help you find that path to financial freedom. Again, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. All right. You know what? This is a busy, busy, busy day.
Let's start with the weather here. Let's give a little bit of an update. 7:08 in the morning. If you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460, it's currently 77 degrees. I got in a car and it said 84. Not sure, but that says parked. But I did. I wasn't one of those. You see several of those on Facebook when people have taken with their iPhones what the temperature is. The other day was 115. I couldn't believe it. Today's going to be 102, just so you know. It was nice to have an overcast day yesterday, but 102 today is what our forecast is calling for. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. Tomorrow, another hot day with 99, partly cloudy at the Thursday night around 70, and sunny on Friday with 95. So we're getting underneath those triple-digit temperatures, and this is our detailed forecast. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, we're rolling today. We have our studio already. No break. We're just going right into it.
And our guest for this segment is Josh Domke and Nancy Kolb, and we're talking about a great fundraiser that's going to happen this Friday. Josh?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, guys.
We know.
Get right in there. Get right in the circle so everybody can hear exactly what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you for having us, by the way. I really appreciate it on kind of short notice. This is an impressive setup you guys have here. Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser for Living Hope.
Yeah, we're moving studios, too, so wait till you see that.
Okay. So Living Hope, what is Living Hope?
Living Hope is a local nonprofit that they're a big part of the community. They don't just, you know, focus on giving handouts, but kind of handups, I guess they call it. I don't want to say too much for them, but you know, they focus on getting people reintegrated and rehabilitated back into the system, giving them a sense of accomplishment and you know, letting them work for what they're getting.
So what they're doing is they're providing an atmosphere where they work. They get remunerated for it. You get them back in the system, so they become actual giving members of society instead of just taking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Phil, I bet you from that it's like, okay, pride, sense of pride, right, that maybe they have these people who have fallen on hard times, have not felt in a long time. So you could pull yourself up, which is the old American dream. Yeah. From the bootstraps, you know, pull yourself up out of a bad situation and do something where, again, we're talking about what this fundraiser is for and what it's about. Because, you know, every day we have fundraisers coming through. So people need to know, where am I spending my dollars? What am I spending it for? I really believe in tithing and charity and all that. So let's talk more about the organization and what the fundraiser is for.
Right. For us, it was our agents in our office with, you know, with Real Living Real Estate Professionals, they wanted an outlet to give back to the community and do something to really help. And we looked at a number of them, and there was quite a few that obviously have quite a bit of funding, and they serve a purpose, but Real Living seemed to be doing something different, and you know, they need help. So it was a pretty easy choice.
Pretty
for
easy
us.
Choice for y'all.
Yeah.
So Nancy, tell us about what's going to happen then.
Yeah, well, Josh had Mike come in. He is the executive director. His last name is Majaro.
It's Majaro.
Majaro, thank you. Sorry, Mike, if you're out there waking up somewhere in the world here in Reading. But he said he wanted to give back to the community, and my heart is always in the community from what I've done in the past. So I thought, let's just get this on air. Let's tell the community everywhere what Mike does, what his programs are, and what Real Living is supporting. And Josh has been more than generous. I mean, it's amazing. He's going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, side dishes, cold beverages. Anyone can walk in off the street and for $6 buy dinner.
Okay, now where and when?
Okay, it's going to be at our office. It's at 1647 Court Street. We're the big brown building on the corner across the street from the jail. So we're kind of right there in downtown. It's going to be this Friday, the 11th, from 4 to 7 o'clock.
Okay, and so he would just come on by. And this goes in to help Living Hope, which gives believes everyone deserves a second chance. But it's not just a handout program. It's to get them assimilated back into society.
I'm sorry to interrupt. How do you find how are the recipients? How do you find these people? I mean, you go into give us an insight of what happens next. You give money.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I mean, I found them from every Thursday morning. They serve breakfast to anybody that wants to come and eat, and I had helped them a couple times with that. And the way that, you know, Mike has explained it to me is they use that as basically as a forum just to meet people, to create a relationship with them that, you know, someday they'll come in and say, look, you know, I'm kind of over this. I want to help. I want to give back. And they kind of work them into the system from there. They have a bike shop. They have some really great programs where they, you know, they'll provide free bike repairs to anybody that comes in. They sell bikes and they take bikes as donations, fix them up, and they'll use that as a way to raise money as well. They also have a wood shop. So they have a lot of different programs. I know Mike helps with actually placing individuals from there into businesses around Reading. So he has a lot of connections there too.
It also has a place called The Shack.
Yeah, they do that. I think it's once a month. Mm-hmm. I heard they have the best macaroni and cheese on the planet.
I'm okay, going.
We need that.
But the community with fresh organic ingredients. Now, this morning, we were given from Josh a beautiful carton of a dozen of fresh laid eggs, all different colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pulled them out last night, tried out the chickens. They weren't happy when I woke them up at 10 o'clock. But.
And then vegetables. So, you know, you're a sustainable type of guy.
Yeah, I try to.
Yeah. So do you pull from the garden and cook as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. Whatever you got this morning just didn't make it on the dinner table last night.
I love it. Zucchini. There's all kinds of wonderful squash in there. So that's really great. You're teaching through that, you know, you're living the example.
Sure.
So,
and that's something else. Living Hope has it. They have a pretty impressive garden themselves if you go back there. And I know they pull out of there quite a bit to cook for people. So it's pretty nice. It feels good.
Feels good to give back. It's a cyclical thing. So again, time, place, and what on a Friday afternoon, where we're going, what time, how much, and where it's going to again. Just the cap.
Okay, it's going to be this Friday, the 11th, from 4 to 7 o'clock at 1647 Court Street, right across the street from the jail. It's going to be $6, and you can get dinner. We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, a bunch of different sides, drinks. And it's going to be going to benefit Living Hope and help them continue their mission.
Okay. So on the way home, Friday,
yeah,
just walk on in there. And for $6, you get food, a drink, and you're doing something good.
And
then you can head on, keep going.
Put on by Real Living, the real estate professionals, too.
That's right. That's our company.
That's your company. So it's kind of real and life.
And how long have you had your company here?
We've been at that location, I think, about 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah. But
okay.
Prior to that, it was GMAC down on Hartnell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know where you are because I make that turn every day coming down to the station. So.
And Nancy, you've gotten back into real estate.
Yes, I did.
We've loved watching your career, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been here with Josh Domke and Nancy Kolb, and we're talking. They're from the Real Living Real Estate Professionals, and it's a barbecue fundraiser this Friday, July 11th. For the Living Hope in Reading, and a nonprofit that helps to get people that have been down and out back up and in, I guess you could say, into society. Not handouts, but just trying to get them jobs and teach them trades to get them back in. Okay, right. That's great. All right, hey, thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for what you do for our community.
We'll
be right back. Carl and DeBott.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash.
Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Playing at the Reading Civic Auditorium, July 13th only. Purchase tickets online at readingcivic.com or call 530-229-0022.
I'm having a hot flash. Ooh.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Coffee, everybody calls us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. 7:21 in the morning. It's 77 degrees out there, July the 9th, and I slept like a log last night on my sleep number bed.
Yeah, we have been really sleepy. You know, because we're 4th and 5th of July, you know, is my dad's birthday, and many of you have heard that before, and he turned 83 and he's doing super well. But we went down and stayed with, you know what it is when you visit? That kind of thing, and you get used to customizing your bed. Well, we look forward to coming back to our sleep number mattress. And my sleep number setting's 45. I've kind of been hanging out there.
My sleep number setting is 40. And now the latest thing that Sleep Number is introducing is the Sleep Number IQ technology. That's right. It's going to help you sleep better. You don't have to wear anything or anything. They just, it's a piece of software they put on your bed, or hardware they put on the bed, on the pump on the bed. But there's more to it than that. But it's, what it does, and it tells you how you move during the night and possible ideas for you to sleep better. And this is Sleep Number. It's the only one that can do this. Sleep Number is a Consumer Reports mattress of the year, and of course, made in America, guaranteed. And where can you find a Sleep Number? Well, how about heading down to the Target Shopping Center, and you'll see them over there behind the McDonald's area. And you go down and you see Brian or Janice and talk to them about getting a great night's sleep. How much is it worth to you? How much is really a good night's sleep worth? It's worth a lot to the Bott family, trust me. Sleep Number. I guarantee you, you go down there and talk to them, and you'll be happy that you did. Okay.
You know, we have the cast of Chicago coming on later, but, you know, I got James Santos was scheduled to come on this morning. I have to share this with you because, you know, we really love to support our local theater and our local community theater, as well as, you know, I'm going to go see Menopause the Musical on Sunday at the Civic, and I'm bringing some girlfriends. I saw the show in L.A. years ago when my agent represented the guy who was the musical director, and it was hilarious. I mean, pee your pants funny, that's all I can say. So going to that, but
of course,
but,
if you're living with someone that has had that, it's not Menopause the Musical. It's Menopause the horrendous drama.
So anyway, the four women meet, they all meet at a lingerie at the lingerie department, and it's four different all shape sizes of women, and the funny songs that they sing and they go into, and you really, it's just, everybody can so relate. Anyway, so I get this Facebook message from James Santos, and you know what? He is such an amazing guy. You know, we know and love him and support him. And anyway, so I thought, guys, 7:15 in the morning, but that's when he was supposed to come on this morning. I think the cast members are going to be here at 7:30 as scheduled, but he said we were very behind. I was in at 12 yesterday, which means 12 noon. To start rehearsals, and up until 2 a.m.
You know what? I don't think he's going to make it.
That's what he said. I'm going back in today at 12. Had to cancel all my radio, but I did send in other members, okay? So that I'm hoping that they're... So they're going... You know, this is that push. This is what happens. You know, you're starting to do tech, lighting... you know, it starts to fall together now, and it's work, work, work. You completely submerge yourself. Opening night is Thursday. I can only imagine what's going on. So we have to support them. Of course, it's the Shasta College, and it's the great musical Chicago. That is the artistic director is James Santos, as well as the choreography, which was, of course, we know, Fosse. So that should be fabulous.
Okay.
So we'll wait till after the 7:30 hour, right. See who shows up after.
You know, the shooting last Saturday with the six had six officers involved in this. It appears that according to the investigation, this was a suicide by police attempt.
according to the investigation. And the six officers have been involved in the, that were involved in the shooting have been identified. Two of them have been involved in other shootings and other incidents. One, if I remember right, the a female officer saved her partner's life by using her pistol and using her firearm and received a Medal of Valor. So I don't want people to – and in the article in the Record Searchlight, at first I was going – I was getting a little, you know, then I read it, you know, really went back and read it again. All it is facts there. There's nothing in there but facts and the of what's happened with all these officers over the last few years and who they are and how much experience they have. It was a good article. Mm-hmm. So hooray for the Record Searchlight in this, because there was a chance right there. I mean, they could have – you could have leaned this one way or the other.
Yeah.
And what they did was they named everybody and they said in the past there's been instances and they named the instances. They named that they followed that they had already been investigated and everybody had been exonerated except in one case. And that one case is the guy that had all the drugs in his system and died of a heart attack, the Manley or Monley system. Yeah. And the DA hasn't come out with a final report on that yet. That's interesting, too. I wonder why that is.
I heard somebody make the comment about trigger happy cops, but the guy had a shotgun.
This is a well-known phenomenon where people will commit suicide by sometimes pointing unloaded pistols or firearms at officers. Sometimes will shoot at them, but not at them. You know, like yeah. shoot to have officers return fire and kill them. And yeah. it is. I mean, this is not like, oh, I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
So the guy came out with a shotgun, a pump shotgun, and either racked it or he didn't rack, you know, the slide. It's not sure, but he did point it at him. And
that was a split-second decision.
It's a split-second decision. You know, at what point do you want to, you know, are you thinking at that point, I'm going to go home tonight?
Yeah, God forbid I ever find myself and such. Hey, can I interject something
sure,
here
absolutely.
Real quick? Somebody I know, who in fact you probably know as well, you'd recognize the name, an email turns up in my box saying that they were on vacation in the Philippines and had been robbed, and would I please send them money? Very typical email scam. I don't care how well you know the person. If you see something that says, I'm in a foreign country, I've been accosted, please send money. Don't do it.
I got one from an ex-father-in-law. So, yeah. And it was, I kind of liked him, and I thought, well, why would he be writing to me? You know, the first time these things first, this was years ago when this thing first happened, and then I thought, this makes no sense at all. First of all, he wouldn't write to me.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that he would indeed even have my email address. So did you send money?
No, but the message opens, this is coming to you with great depression due to my state of discomfort. Now, I know this person would never write in that fashion.
Well, we had one. There was one the other day that somebody got that ended up giving a credit card number.
Ouch.
Gave a credit card number over the air. And
what?
Not over the air, but over the telephone.
Okay.
Somebody gave a...
Well, over the air is what I heard.
I know what I said, but I meant over a telephone.
Okay.
And luckily they stopped it, but they had started the process of emptying bank accounts.
By social engineering.
Okay, well, my mother had this happen to her, and she would die if she heard that I said that.
Well, then why did you just say that? I was not going to say her name.
Oh, was it her? Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were talking about somebody else. No.
Maybe if you were off the email here, you might see that. Follow us going here.
Checking with our cast members who's coming in, who's not. But it happens. And especially, you know, we don't like to know if anybody's looking and trying to scam elders. But this happened, and she said she's been having so much trouble with her computer that it was a computer service that she thought was through her provider that she's paying for. And so they got in that way. She had two charges, and they had the whole thing that shut the credit card down, blah, blah, blah.
As soon as she did it, though, she says, you know what, this is not the way they usually do it. And why did, you know, and it was kind of like, so, I mean, they at least, you know, they called right away and got it shut down. But it's still, there's different ways. It's insidious how they come in, and these lowlifes will come in. And they usually pick... You know, and they pick on older people.
On the elderly
and
people
how
who are
that?
Not as familiar with the technology.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back after that. Today we have, besides Chicago members, we're going to have Ed Roman in here. We're going to be talking crime in and the business community. Of course, Ed heads up the group Reading Crime Watch, Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. And I get these emails every day from people. And it is absolutely remarkable how much crime's going on that you never hear about. And then you do hear about it. Like last night, a 60-year-old guy who's in a wheelchair walking his dog in Alta Mesa down there in that park. And for guys come up to him, and one of them stabs him when he doesn't have a wallet to give to them. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle them, and they'll never catch one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is July the 9th, 7:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live, KCNR 1460, and it's 77 degrees out there, heading up to the low hundreds today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Just walk in, and you'll feel healthier. Yeah, I think so. And I'm, you know what? You just feel healthier when you walk into Orchard Nutrition. Raw foods, organic foods, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. It's got it all right there at Orchard Nutrition. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. You got any questions? Either drop by again at the Cypress Square Shopping Center or give them a call, 244-9141. And we are here with the royalty of musical theater.
Absolutely. Okay, tell our audience. Well, first of all, she is a beautiful brunette and looks like
so
a dancer. Looks like the epitome of a New York Broadway star.
You are
one of the leads in Chicago.
I am.
So tell our audience about what your name is and what part you're playing.
Okay, happy to. I am Eileen Davis, and I'm in Chicago. I play Velma Kelly, and very excited to bring this production to Reading on Thursday. We open Thursday.
Oh, my God.
I know. Tomorrow.
I keep saying
Thursday. That's tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. So tomorrow's
opening night.
Are
you talking about this Thursday, right?
That'd be tomorrow.
You're so calm. And we know, how late did you rehearse last night?
We were there almost till 11:30 last night, 12:30 the night before. We've put in about 30 hours in the last three days.
Didn't y'all know it was starting tomorrow?
I thought it was tomorrow, but I guess I'm still on last night's time. Because I kept saying Thursday all day yesterday. So.
Yeah, but
well, no,
came up
you're spending all this time. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like guys in Christmas shopping.
Yes.
You know, we do it all at the last,
right,
on the last day. And one day Linda says, "Didn't you know Christmas is tomorrow?"
I love it.
And
yeah.
I went, yeah. Well, yeah, but, you know, I still had things to do.
That's right. Go for the gold.
Yeah. So, Eileen, playing Velma is a coveted part. It is a part that
it is.
Every gal, I know it's always in a secret fantasy of mine to play Velma. So what's happening for you embodying this part?
I think for me, obviously, it is a coveted part for sure. It's a character that you can do a lot with. She's sassy. She's fun. Her songs have a lot of heart in them. I think for me, it was a part that I didn't even hope to play. You know, it was that kind of part. You go, gosh, could I ever do that? I haven't really processed it yet. I think when it's all over, it's gonna hit me.
Yes.
But for now, I'm just staying in the moment and enjoying bringing everything I can to this character and working with this incredible cast and our incredible directors and our choreographer, James.
I'm sitting here and I'm amazed that tomorrow night is your opening night, and that just all of a sudden just kind of rattled me like, oh, my God, tomorrow night is opening night.
Yes.
You are so calm. You have your voice. And I know that you have challenging numbers.
I do.
Challenging dance steps.
Yes.
And you're just in here like, you know, Sunday afternoon, just after a barbecue.
Oh, maybe I should be so more nervous, Linda.
Let's talk a little bit about your history, because I think a lot of that has to do with your professionalism. And I mean, I think even the most professional person could still, like, you know, have the jitters before.
Sure.
But let's talk a little bit about your history as an actress and a singer and a dancer.
Sure. My history started right here in Reading. I was at Shasta High, so I did all the musicals there.
Ooh.
And then I actually did a production at Shasta College 20 years ago. And ironically, I was there with James Santos. I was doing My Fair Lady inside, and he was with Jesus Christ Superstar outside. And we'd meet in the hallways. I had my Victorian gear on, and he had his Jesus Christ Superstar on, and we that's how we first met.
Oh, my God.
So I've been doing theater in Reading for a long time. Left for a while down to Orange County, did theater there, and then I came home about 14 years ago.
So wonderful.
And been doing theater since. So I'm loving it.
For people who don't know what Chicago is about, and there are people like that, but
okay,
want to go out.
They're
They're out there. What is the Chicago about?
So Chicago is basically the story of two women who are in Cook County Jail in Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, in 1920s. And both women have been accused of murdering their lovers. One has a spouse and another storyline there. But basically, the two women are in jail together. One is a vaudeville star. One is an aspiring star. And together, they're fighting for attention, fame, and their innocence.
They're
in jail, and they're there with a bunch of other ladies who have also committed crimes, and you have to decide if they've done it or not.
Okay, so the difference between the musical Chicago on television, mm-hmm, I mean in the theater,
yes,
starring Catherine Zeta-Jones is the role you're playing.
Yes, the movie. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the theater production, the Broadway musical.
Yes.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference. I think that the Broadway production is definitely more of a vaudeville style show. It feels like one dance number, one musical number right after another. You have announcers kind of bringing these characters onto the stage, and you're looking at one set the entire time. The movie took a lot more liberty, I think, with the story. Didn't leave a lot to the imagination, whereas the Broadway show, you can kind of fill in all those pieces yourself.
So
I think it's more fun.
A question for me and I'm sure for many of our listeners is that you being a lead, how long, okay, when you got the part, mm-hmm. did you know much about Chicago? Had you looked at the music before? Did you know any of the songs?
I've seen the movie. I knew some of the songs. I wasn't familiar with it in and out. No, I definitely got to know this as it progressed. And the first thing I wanted to know is who were these women? They were real women. So that was the exciting part for me, is discovering this character, not just through the Broadway show, but through the history of Belva Gardner, who was the original bad girl. She actually committed this crime, and Maureen Watkins was a reporter in Chicago at the time, told the story of these women, and ultimately wrote a play that became the musical and the story.
Yeah, it was interestingly looking up the history of the woman who was the writer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, you're playing Velma, and who's to tell us some of the cast members.
Yes, so we have an incredible cast. Dr. Waterbury is our musical director. She's amazing. James Santos is our choreographer and co-director.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What a thrill to have him back in Reading. It's been so amazing. Dean Monroe is our other director, and doing a fabulous job. His sets just light up.
Dean's
incredible.
Dean's the one that brought it here.
He did.
He is the head of the he's the head of the drama department out at Shasta College.
Yes.
And not only did he manage to grab this, mm-hmm. which you know, because it's been really difficult to get Chicago out here.
Absolutely.
And he reached out to James too.
He did.
So
and,
you know,
I'm so
Dean,
thankful
there's
he
a lot
did.
To be
he
said
really,
for Dean.
Absolutely, absolutely, and he's just been a joy to work with. But Becky Mosley plays Roxy Hart. Wade Riggs plays Billy. We have an incredible cast. Just a great group of people that have come together. The dancers are incredible. Just they alone are worth coming to see.
Well, I saw rehearsals. I mean, I saw auditions, and I was surprised at the dancers that, you know, because there were some odd, you know, Fosse moves counter whatever. And I was like, wow, these girls, you know, there is some good dancers in Reading.
They're
wow.
incredible. And our dance captains, Louis Lacan, Tisha Rousseau, they together have just brought so much to the cast, and I think really inspired all of us to be more. You know, James put out this amazing choreography, but, you know, the three of them have just been inspiring to
I
watch.
Love that. Raise the bar, Reading, I always
Absolutely.
Say.
Absolutely.
So
they're all raising it.
Musical is reaching out. It's the production at Shasta College reaching out beyond some of the best, if not the best, talent and pulling from people who haven't done stuff in a
yes.
long time.
Yes, for sure.
Or maybe has, launched a musical, now a musical career, that maybe have had an acting career and have found this vehicle, if you will,
Absolutely.
To expand themselves. Well, we're so happy that you're here today. You are such a prize.
Oh, Linda, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, prize
so
possession.
It's so nice to finally meet you
yeah.
and be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh. Okay, well, listen, opening night, how do we get tickets?
So you can get tickets either go to Shasta College website. All the information is there. Cascade Theater is also managing our ticket sales for us, and they're on sale now. And I recommend you get them fast, because once word gets out, everybody's going to snatch them up.
Right.
Okay, and it starts tomorrow night at 7:30, mm-hmm. and then Friday. Are there going to be matinees?
Yes, two Sunday matinees, this Sunday and the following Sunday.
Great. Okay, you know what? I saw this. I saw them rehearsing, and I saw the when they were doing it, people were trying out that time. And I think I've known James Santos for 4 years. I mean, y'all have known him longer, 4 or 5 years. And then, of course, James left. And just watching him and go out there and the dynamics he brings
yes.
to the stage into a something like this, an offering like this, is just incredible. And for him, I mean, he's coming out of Las Vegas where, I mean, he was in the fast lane there, and to take time off to do this is yes. spectacular. And he's, I'm sure, I can't wait to see it now.
Yeah.
After seeing the beginning of it, you know, and seeing
Absolutely.
Everything that's happened.
And I think that's the thing. People don't understand what a treat this is to
right.
have it in Reading, to have James doing right. the choreography. This is one you don't want to miss.
Well, thanks, Eileen. We appreciate it. You're
Thank
Velma.
You.
And it's going to be opening tomorrow night. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
We're going to be like sending you positive thoughts. Carl and I are going on the 20th. You may tune in here. We may have some Chicago tickets to give away tomorrow.
Well, who knows what we'll have here.
We have some. We just have to figure out what day it's going to be. But we're going to be there on the 20th. I think that's a matinee Sunday. So anyway, congratulations. Thanks for coming. I know you're making your radio rounds. You're up late. That's a total pro. You came on this morning. Got to take a break. And when we come back, we've got a very special caller.
I'd say, please, someone, could I have a glass of water?
When Belmont tastes it, see that jelly girl make that jury work. When she turns it on, she's gotta get going, she's gotta go.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Greatest selection of estate jewelry plus almost anything else you can want to find. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Doing business with Leonard and his associates is just a pleasure. Hey, our guest who is our surprise guest is Senator Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Carl and Linda in Northern California. I haven't been on quite a while. Having lost the Shasta County, I kind of have to be taking care of the other 12 counties, but I certainly miss you and think of you all the time and will always fight on your behalf.
Well, I tell you what, Senator, we think about you a lot, too.
Well, we're down there fighting the good fight. It's all the same. I wanted to bring something very important to your attention. I've been on many times about AB 109, this public safety disaster. It's only gotten worse. The criminal justice system in California has been turned completely upside down, and everything I predicted has happened. recidivism has not gone down. The cost of prisons in the state of California has not gone down. And we are not safer in our communities. We are less safe, and more people are being released. But here's the cap. You know, last year when the test results for education kept coming down, well, what did the legislature governor do? Got rid of testing. So now we don't know about whether it's going down or up. That's the answer to both test scores, is don't test. Well, now the State Board of Community Corrections is entertaining a new regulation that will redefine recidivism. It will say that recidivism is defined as a conviction of a new crime committed within 3 years of release from custody on your last crime or supervision violation. Okay, so that is a tremendous narrowing of the definition of recidivism, which included almost all criminal behavior. And now it's just a narrow window, and you have to go completely through the justice system and be convicted, or in court be found a violator of your probation conditions now, and not the parole conditions. Well, that simply means that recidivism, by virtue of changing the definition, will go down. And instead of being up, it'll be down, and they'll declare victory, and the AB 109 is working. That is reprehensible deceit and fraud on the people of California, who have been made less safe, not better safe, more safe, and so they are redefining recidivism. It's almost humorous if it wasn't so tragic in terms of the consequences of victimization.
Well,
I've sent a letter to the chairwoman of the Board of State Community Corrections, complaining about this, and I'm trying to get the word out all over California so the outraged citizens will communicate all over California with their legislators, and this will be stopped.
Senator, you know what? That just doesn't surprise us at all. We can't even begin to tell you how bad it is since AB 109 has started. We are reaching that point now where, you know, the first year, okay, you know, we're trying to, you know, okay, it just started. We're trying to get our arms around it. Well, now it's the third year. We are up to our butts and bad guys and people they've released from prisons, people we're holding here. We don't have enough room to put people in, so there is no repercussions if you break into somebody's house. There is none. They just let you loose. Where the badge of honor seems to be for some people is a GPS bracelet, and they use it to meet people. And the fact is yeah, we don't even know what the statistics are in the state. Are there state crime statistics at all?
Well, yes, there have been, but that's all gone to heck now, as in this case. If you redefine what crime is, then it's easy to make crime go down. I authored legislation this year with a liberal Democrat co-author who got it. One of the few, that what it was going to do, what it required is the counties to provide data of what was happening in Shasta County with realignment, what the hard data, the crimes that were increasing, and everything that we would know, and we're going to get state resources to them. Well, what does the legislative committee do? Kill the bill. They don't want to know what's going on out there because it would make them look bad. So my own bill was held in committee. I tried to get it in the budget. Still unsuccessful. I raised quite a fuss over it. And now we have comes the State Board of Community Corrections, and instead of having more information, we're going to redefine recidivism. And in fact, the State Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation has stopped providing former information that it made public about these matters. You can't get that information now, as reported in the L.A. Times. They called me and interviewed me, and I told them what was available and what we should be able to be made public and historically had. She tried to reach and get a public records request of CDCR. They refused to provide that information, and they say they are quitting altogether providing this criminal justice information. So
if you don't
bad out here.
So
if
you
know it, but there's no data. No data.
So if you don't report it and then you change the definition of recidivism, then that means that this AB 109 is working.
That's right, and it didn't happen. This family did not get their home burgled.
Yeah, you know what?
Happen.
We're not getting our cars broken into. We're not having people stabbed on the streets. We don't have people wandering through the town looking with flashlights into cars up and down the streets. We aren't having everybody afraid to answer their phones. No, that's not happening. This is all just figments of our imagination because Governor Brown says it's not happening.
Yep. I don't see how my colleagues in the legislature and the governor can look themselves in the mirror every day knowing what they know and letting this happen. And not only that, but making it worse. I mean, this Board of Corrections is the governor's shot, you know? There's no question about it. Even the worst of the worst, the life inmates, you know, I headed the Board of Prisoners for 20 years. That's an individual that murders first, murders second, kidnapped for some purpose that you raped or robbed that when you kidnapped, and the life inmates who are in there for three strikes. Now, this is, as I told these legislators when this bill came, that's the worst of the worst. But what's the Board of Prisoners that I formerly headed doing? They call it parole hearings now. They're going through all of the life inmates who have had parole considered and got denied for from 1 to 15 years. And after 3 years, even if they've been denied consideration for parole for 15 years, at the third year, they're going back and reviewing the case again. Maybe they got a lot better in 3 years, so we're going to consider them a lot sooner. Instead of 15 years or 10 years, we're going to consider them at 3 years or 4 years. What does that do to justice and crime victims? They had a right to expect that that person who killed their loved one was going to serve their time. And now, even the worst of the worst are getting out early.
They don't care. I mean, when it gets right down to it, Senator, it just appears is that they're trying to make it our problem. I did see, though, and I don't know if you saw this, I saw a ruling yesterday by the Ninth Circuit that says the state is going to have to provide the funding and fix all the county jails when it comes to ADA and other things because we're keeping prisoners in here longer.
I'm delighted. That's one of the few decisions that I've at court. And I hope that brings the state, the legislature, and the governor to their knees in terms of the impact on the budget.
Because
that will stop this dumping on the counties.
And you know what? And it should, because we have people in there that we have convicted and then sentenced to 10 years right here in Shasta County. But down in L.A., as you know, there's people being sentenced to 40 years in jail in the county jails. And it's just a matter of time until the lawyers come down here and start suing and saying, wait a minute, you can't keep these people in here unless you completely revamp your jails. And the state was going to make us pay for it. But now the state has to pay for it.
Well, county by county. In fact, Fresno County was the first to get in with a lawsuit not 3 months after AB 109 passed a long time ago. It's a wake-up call. But here's that's good news to put pressure on the legislature. But I'll tell you, it is not going to change this turning upside down of the justice system. It's getting worse. It'll only change if the outrage of the public is sufficient to make the legislature and the governor sit up and take notes.
Hey, Senator, we have questions. They have a question. It says, is there some place the public can find the info that you've been talking about? At least we can talk about it and share it in social media and put the word out.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to Senator Jim Nielsen and get on my website. We're putting stuff out all the time. And this letter that I've just talked to you about that I'm sending to the Chair of the Board of Community Corrections, I'm going to make that public now and send it out to all the sheriffs, police chiefs, and district attorneys. That'll be public. But go on my website, Senator Jim Nielsen. I would imagine Ted Gaines would put some of this stuff on, too. But that's a very good source.
Okay, great. Hey, Senator, sure appreciate you calling. And this is, you know, our next guest for the next hour is Ed Rollman, who heads up the Reading Crime Merchants Crime Watch Association. He started it here, and it's having an impact on crime. But we're like putting our fingers in the holes in the dike right now because we're running out of fingers.
Tell Ed hello for me. He's done a magnificent job. And by the way, you were talking about the choreography and the performance. One of my former staff, she worked for me for about 5 years, Ashley Adishian. Her dad's a doctor.
Right? Oh, yes.
Well, Ashley worked for me and up here in Reading, and then when I had to close the Reading office, she went to work for me down in Roseville. Now she's got a beautiful private sector job in public relations, what she learned doing for me. But Ashley was a choreographer. She had a dance studio. A lot of productions up there that we all attended on staff. So it sure reminded me of Ashton.
Hey, Senator, we've got to run.
Thank you so much.
You know, Senator, you're still taking care of us. We sure appreciate the call.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
All right, Jim,
thank you, Senator. Senator Jim Nielsen talking about what's happening in at the state level that is just going to make it worse. We have Ed Roman with us today, and we're going to talk to Ed as soon as we get back after these messages, after the news, about crime and what's happening, what his best ideas are here for us to kind of put a lid on this, at least to fight it. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Damage was severe, but the toll in lives heartbreaking last night as a string of powerful storms raked parts of the Northeast. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
There was a fairly large area of thunderstorms that moved eastward across the northeastern U.S., anywhere from New York, southward through Pennsylvania, New Jersey, West Virginia, Maryland, and Northern Virginia. And it produced a lot of wind damage.
In the central New York city of Smithfield, four people were killed when winds destroyed a number of homes. A child died in Maryland when a tree toppled onto a group of children seeking shelter at a summer Bible camp. At house hearings into the scandal at VA hospitals.
I stopped getting paid for 2 weeks.
Tales of retaliation against whistleblowers who exposed wrongdoing at VA hospitals around the country.
In 2013, I submitted a confidential OIG complaint regarding the life-threatening issues within the Phoenix VA system. Approximately 10 days after the National VA received my report, I was placed on administrative leave for a month.
That's Dr. Catherine Mitchell, medical director at the Iraq and Afghanistan Post-Deployment Center in the Phoenix VA healthcare system. A health official in the Gaza Strip says an 80-year-old woman is among 14 people killed by Israeli airstrikes. Mark Regev, the Israeli Prime Minister's spokesman, says that Israel is trying to end the threat of Hamas rocket attacks.
We tried to de-escalate. Messages were sent. We told Hamas to stop this rocket fire.
And Mark Regev says Hamas would not, now Israel forced to retaliate. At Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona, about 200 people gathered on Tuesday for a ceremony marking the site of a 1956 airliner crash over the Grand Canyon.
What is it that we'll remember? We'll remember the unfortunate accident, but we'll also remember it's here at Grand Canyon that we need to continue to keep this story alive.
And this is SRN News.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. God worked powerfully through My Hope last year.
I submitted my life that night to Jesus Christ.
Now your church can be part of My Hope 2014 this fall. It features a new message from Billy Graham. Pre-order the DVD today. Then help your church plan its own My Hope outreach because your church knows the best way to reach your community. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and they're stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee meets today to look at the current immigration challenges at the nation's southern border.
The hearing is entitled Challenges at the Border, examining causes, consequences, and responses to the rise in apprehensions at the southern border. Those apprehensions include more than 50,000 unaccompanied children who have crossed the U.S. border since October. The witnesses at the hearing include Craig Fugate, the administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and Gil Kerlikowski, the commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting in World Cup competition yesterday. An enormous upset at the tournament in Brazil as Germany stunned the host country with 5 goals in the first 30 minutes of a 7-1 rout. The Germans take on the winner of today's Netherlands-Argentina matchup in the World Cup final on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining traction in early trading right now, up about 33 points. And this is SRN News. American consumers have increased their borrowing again, but the pace is slowing down.
The Federal Reserve says overall credit went up by $19.6 billion in May. That's down from a gain of $26.1 billion the month before. The relatively modest increase should help to feed slow but steady economic growth because consumers rely on debt to pay tuition, buy cars, and shop. Total outstanding consumer debt is now approaching $3.2 trillion.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Auto and student loans combined drove much of the gain. The combined increase, $17.8 billion worth of extra borrowing. Google has chosen five charities to develop ideas using web-connected Google Glass to enhance their work after receiving 1,300 proposals. Google announcing five nonprofits today that'll get a free pair of the glasses, a $25,000 grant, and ongoing support from Google developers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Devot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:06 in the morning, July the 9th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's going to be a warm day today, but let's start off with Chris Lasonduck of our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 16,948. The S&P 500 is adding 6 points at 1971, while the NASDAQ Composite is up just about 22 points at 4413. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 151 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 42 cents at 95.76. Microsoft is unchanged at 41.78. Intel's down 4 cents at 30.75. And Amazon up $5.93 at 329.74. Of local interest, PG&E down 8 cents at 46.74. Home Depot's down 19 cents at $80.57. While Tri-County's Bank is up 27 cents at 23.90. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.58%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.52. Oil's down 76 cents a barrel at 102.64, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $5.70 an ounce at 13.24.30. Silver's up 4 cents at $21.04. This is Chris Lasonduck at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908 in the morning. You know what? You're looking for that path to financial freedom? Well, they're your guides. They're your guides. Go on down there. They're all experts in the markets and investments. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Honey, what's the weather look like today?
Okay, it looks like it's about 80 degrees in the downtown studios, and it's going to be hot today with temperatures around 102. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. Thursday looks like we're looking towards 99 Thursday night around. It's partly cloudy with temperatures around 70. We like that, a little bit of that overcast. Friday sunny with 95 and mostly clear on Friday night with temperatures around 69. That's our forecast for the week, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call.
You know, now that it is hot, there's somebody else you need to give a call, Alliance Heating and Air. For emergencies, they are out there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any make of cooling systems or heating systems. Martin and his people there do absolutely fabulous work. Give them a call at 221-2642. Make sure your air conditioning is working at its highest level and that it's economical, because the cost of electricity, as we all know, is going through the roof. So make sure that your air conditioner is working correctly. Again, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Okay. We've had a lot of things happening today. We were talking to Josh Domke
on the fundraiser they're doing. And, Josh, thank you for your service, of course. Josh was a Marine that fought through Iraq, as many of our other young men around here have. Then we talked to the people from Chicago, a dancer, one of the main leads from Chicago. And then Senator Jim Nielsen called with absolutely fabulously bad news about what the – I mean fabulously bad news about what the state is doing to redefine recidivism, which they will then show that it doesn't, you know, that, oh gosh, you know, AB 109 works. Well, it doesn't work. And I can tell you with incident after incident after incident, AB 109 has cast a pall upon this beautiful community of Reading. And one of the people, though, that's out there, that's providing leadership, that's obviously lacking in our elected leaders, is Ed Roman, who is here, that started the Reading Crime Watch, Merchant Crime Watch Association, or something like that.
Wow, I feel like I'm a political leader lately.
Well, I tell you, you know what, Ed? I've kind of gotten to the level that next week we're having each one of the, by the way, next week, Monday through Friday, every one of the city council candidates is going to be on. We start Monday morning with Mike DeQuisto, then we go to Kristen Schrader, we go to Brent Weaver, we go to Francie Sullivan, and then Patrick Jones. And if anybody else jumps in, like, and I've heard maybe a couple of people jumping in, we'll take them the next week. And the first question I'm asking them is this. If you're elected, what are you going to do to get your arms around the crime situation here? And don't give me world peace. Give me specifics.
Well, there's a couple of candidates out there that I think that's going to be part of their platform. Hopefully they
should be all of them
when they get elected, and we're fools if we don't elect them, but you know how that all works. I think that a couple of these people are going to be pretty good at helping us do what we need to do, which is be vigilant about moving some of the transient population out of the Reading area and the bad ones. I don't want everybody to miss understand what I'm saying. I know there's some people out there that are homeless that that need help, and that's a whole different element. But there's an element out there of people that that need to be removed from our community, well, whether they're part of the AB 109 group or they're just people that want to do bad things. Understanding that is important to the entire community, because we're the ones that are going to be responsible for pushing the politicians and pushing the city leaders to get these people out of our community.
And time has come to push. It's been 3 years, and frankly, Ed, and there isn't one person up there that's in an elected seat or you know, in those positions of city manager and county executive officer and all that I have not dealt with. And I think there isn't one of them that I don't think is a good person. However, it's been 3 years. Mm-hmm. And we are up to the point where Donnie Greenberg.
A News Cafe. I'm reading the comments.
Had her car broken.
Great article.
And hopefully we can get Donnie to call in today.
I mean, there's so many comments here. It's just wonderful. 113, and I'm reading.
Yeah.
I want to do a quick thing here about a person that replied reading the article. Go to A News Cafe and see her article. But this is a woman who replied that has a property that she manages that she has to watch. She has to run people off. She is somebody who helps the community. She states that she has worked at the mission. She works at the mission. She says, Donnie, these are not the people who seek help at the mission. These are people in a lifestyle. They don't want to help. They're angry and entitled and believe they can steal, camp, park, and do whatever they want. And all we can do is pay for it. It's a cultural issue, a mental health issue, a law enforcement issue. It is no longer a social service issue. Just my 2 cents.
Well, I think that she's right. I think there's an entitlement group out there, Ed. And, I mean, Ed, you deal with this every day.
Well, yeah, there's a group out there that, you know, and I think, you know, the lady hit it right on the head. I mean, there's a million reasons why these people are doing the things they do. It could be mental illness. It could be they're just angry people. They could be they're just mean people. Maybe they are murderers, rapists, you know, kidnappers. You know, Jim was talking about that earlier, about how many of them get let out in our streets that we really don't know about.
And they're redefining things so that all of a sudden you've got a murderer on the streets.
There's been a stabbing or attempted stabbing in Reading every day this week so far, since Monday.
And you're right. And the latest was the 60-year-old guy in a wheelchair out walking his dog, and people, well, what's he doing out at 12:45 in the morning? Hey, guess what? Who cares? He has a right to go out on the sidewalk at 12:45 at night and walk his dog without worrying about four thugs
stabbing him.
That's right. And that's what I'm hearing. I guess I've become sort of the go-to person because I get a lot of phone calls from people, you know, and I'm not talking on people that are just angry citizens. These are business people that have been around a long time and seen things happen over the years.
Yeah.
They'll call me up and they'll say, hey, you know, I'm getting ripped off every day. I'm having to deal with an issue. Somebody ripping me off, somebody vandalizing my property, somebody, you know, climbing over my fence, looking in cars, whatever. And what are we going to do about it? That's the first question is, what are we going to do about it? Well,
I guess
it's up to us.
I guess it is.
And as citizens, I think the thing we got to do is, you're right, we got some good politicians out there. I think they put some blinders on in some cases.
It's time to hold their feet to the fire.
And yeah, there's another term, but I don't know that we can use it on the radio.
Well, let's talk about it during this break we have to take right now, okay? Ed Roman's our guest who started the Merchants Crime Watch Association. Emails flying back and forth between them, and I'm on this list too, and I get to see pictures of thugs in this, and there's stuff going on here. I mean, it's time to get our heads out of the sand. If you don't think we have a problem here in Reading, we do, and I was one of those with my head in the sand. I said, you know what? I picture this as we're not like Detroit, we're not like in a bunch of cities I've been in, but if we don't do something about it, we're going to be like that. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. One of those people that gets right in there and has people coming in and stealing stuff from them all the time, but they're taking measures at that. Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always are treated royally. They always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. I cannot tell you how much they do for our community, Joe and Shelley. Again, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system. And that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry. 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hot town, summer in the city.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, yeah, summer in the city, hot and gritty. 8:19 in the morning, 605-4567. If you've got comments today, it's calling in. Ed Roman's our guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by, maybe appropriately, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Drive. You want a gun? You want a gun? You want a gun for your home, for self-protection? You want a gun to carry for self-protection? Protect your loved ones? Do you want any type? Long guns, pistols, ammo? Gunsmithing, they're all at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and provides great customer service, great gunsmithing, and everything at fair prices. Locally owned, locally operated. Support our local guys, because I tell you what, we need them in the fight. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Our guest is Ed Roman, the founder of the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. Is that?
Well, one of the founders. I mean, there was a group of us.
But yeah. You're the spokesman, I guess I could say.
Yeah, I guess I got kind the biggest mouth, yeah.
The organizer. Well, because you're the one that has the meetings and pushes this thing. Ed, when we left, we talked during the break, is Reading is not a cesspool. That's not what we're saying.
No, not at all.
Of course not. You know, and I don't want to give that impression. People know I love this place. But I've seen a difference in the 7 years I've lived here.
Yeah. Born and raised here, I was. So, you know, my heart's in the right place. I want my kids and my grandchildren to be able to enjoy the same things that I was able to enjoy as a kid growing up. And I don't see that in the community right now. I see a lot of there's a lot of people out there that are just angry about what's going on, a lot of citizens up in arms. I mean, we hear it every day. And really all I want to do is I want everybody to wrap their arms around this thing and know that they have to be part of the solution. It's going to take – well, it's like the old saying that it takes a community to raise a child. It takes a community to fix problems like we've gotten. And any of these big communities that are dealing with this, and mostly county seats are the ones that have the major issues, because that's where the AB1 or Niners are let out, and they lead to a lot of these problems. You know, I think it's up to us to push this thing and get people to listen. Rob Pelletti, Tom Basenko, great guys. We're lucky to have them. But, you know, I think the time has come where we have to go beyond what they can do and help them get to the level that they need to get to so that their people can go out on the streets and do their jobs correctly.
Okay. And one of the things that people are talking about is getting – we have this problem on the streets where people are being accosted by either homeless or transients that are aggressive, and if you turn them down, they curse and yell at you and these things. This type of behavior should completely not be acceptable at any level. I've seen people telling me the security people making citizens arrest because they're doing things in a store, and it takes the police 4 hours to get there. I mean, 4 hours?
Yeah, they prioritize these calls, and you know, if they've got a million calls out there, they have to prioritize them. And you know, I understand all that, but the problem is probably lack of having enough people boots on the ground at one time.
I absolutely believe that. I believe that's part of it, but I also believe is that okay, if we say we double the amount of people that we have on the street, and you arrest twice as many people.
Where are we going to put them?
What are you going to do? Hey, who are you going to go to? Who are you going to call?
Maybe
you
we got to.
I feel like Hulk Hogan. Who are you going to call?
Carl, that Arapaio or whatever his name is in Arizona. You know, I think that maybe it's a simple solution, but the state of California doesn't allow us to use simple solutions.
That's
because
right.
You have to treat people when you put them into jail. You have to treat them with a little more dignity, I guess, than they deserve, and that's part of the problem. You know, until that's corrected on a state level,
large scale,
that's never going to be
large
that's never going to be
scale.
Fixed.
I mean, when you talk to the officers, you talk to the sheriff, you talk to the officers, they could use another 500 beds.
Oh yeah,
500
and they'd fill them.
Beds.
Oh yeah, they'd fill them. But if you took 250 of the really bad guys off the street, I wonder we could do our own statistics. What kind of impact would that have? You take 250 of the next level of bad guys.
Well, it's got to help.
It's got to help.
You know, it's not a something that we're going to solve overnight. It's something that's going to take years to fix.
But we have to have a plan.
A strategic plan. And I'm not sure it's out there. I'm not sure it's in place. And I'd like to find that out. I'd like our leaders to say to us, yeah, we got a strategic plan. Here it is. And, it's 5 pages long and let's move,
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning. You have some comments?
Yes. I've got a quick comment for you guys. Great show as usual. Hey, listen, the mistake was made 2.5 years ago when the Board of Supervisors turned down a $30 million state grant to build another 300 beds. And because of the fact that the cost of running it was going to be so much money, Basenko and everybody decided, turn it down. And that was where the mistake was made. And that's the short-sightedness of our Board of Supervisors. And if that jail would have been nearing completion right now, and it's just like Ed said, if we got another 250, 300 of these guys contained, that would really put the curb on this situation that we're all talking about. But the mistake was made by the Board of Supervisors and the sheriff. My comments.
Okay, Billy. Well, thanks a lot. You know what? That's right. You know, it's 3 years ago. But a lot of people, and I'm not, just if I remember the other side right then, we were just in horrible economic conditions. But you're right. Maybe the foresight would have been when AB 109 started is to have done that and just sucked it up and just taken the money and just said, hey, look, we're going to have to no parks and rec.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think we knew anything about AB 109 at that time either.
It came
in just about the same time that whole thing was going down. So, yeah.
But it's right. I don't think people. But you're right. Here's where Billy Bob is exactly right. There was nobody with the vision to take a look out there, not me, or maybe other people too, that could look out there and say, we're going to need that many more seats our jail.
I don't think people realize that crime was going to be as big an issue as it is today.
No. How could you? How could you think it's going to be like this?
It went from 0 to 90 in about, 6 months.
Ed, I have to agree because before that, I wasn't hearing a lot. And in your job, in your position, you hear a lot. You can't imagine the stuff that rolls through here. And people buttonholing Linda and I, sending us emails, saying things like put them all into one of the, these ships that they have in dry dock? Have you heard that one? The one over in San Francisco? You put them all into a ship, tow it out to the middle of the ocean, and don't let it sink. But then you just fly over every day and drop them food. And I said, so you'd have like the Lord of the Flies or something like that?
As I continue to read the posts and very articulately written, I may add, on A News Cafe, several people in there have written about how they lived here and have moved and how other cities in different states are handling their crime. And they do not have the crime in those bigger cities that we do here. So they have a plan. We need to look outside what is happening in other, why it's working in other towns and what has weakened here so that we can strengthen ourselves. Let's go to the phones. Oh, I'm so happy. We're just talking about your post. Donnie Chamberlain, A News Cafe. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you guys? This is a great topic.
Well, Donnie, Ed brought it up, and we immediately hopped on it because it's a great article. But the amount of people that responded, and that the people that respond that are just a small percentage of the other people that have read it and agree with it.
Right. We know that only 1% usually comment, and we have like 113 comments, and I think we're pushing like 8,000 views or something.
Great job on the article, Donnie.
Well, thank you, but actually it's one of those things that was like lancing a boil or something. Forgive the disgusting metaphor, but this is
true.
A topic that everybody's talking about, and I just put into words what so many people are thinking.
Yeah,
so you were broken into, too. Your car was broken into.
Yeah.
You live in the garden tract. You were talking about that. And what's the common thread here with the comments I'm reading is that people don't feel safe to walk on the streets by themselves. In our small town here of Reading, our beautiful town of Reading, women like us don't want to just go walk by ourselves. We're feeling a threat.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to someone this week, and I would feel more comfortable walking at night in New York or San Francisco, almost any place, than more than Reading. And I live in an area where you could walk. I wouldn't walk to the Cascade Theater at night or to a restaurant at night. It would be, anybody would say that would be a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot bigger than you, Donnie, and I wouldn't do it either.
Well, maybe if I walked with you, I wouldn't feel so bad.
Maybe, I don't know, Donnie, maybe we should send out Josh and several other people, had them walk around at night, and maybe that would stop that.
Well, that's the thing. So many people are talking about, they're saying, look, I guess we have to take things into our own hands. And people are talking about guns, and it's like if they feel helpless and like they have, there's no help for them when they need it, they're going to start doing things themselves. Like this guy in the wheelchair who was stabbed last night while walking his dog. I mean, this is getting crazy.
Well, you know, Donnie, the funny thing about it is 3 years ago when the AB 109 started, you know, when you see this, the words from the chief and from Tom Basenko was vigilance, not vigilantism. Well,
yeah.
But see, what people have gotten into now is the belief, and whether it's how true it is or not, is you can be vigilant and you can report it, but nothing's going to happen. And that,
right.
And you know, that, oh, somebody's breaking into my house. Well, you know, we'll get there as soon as we can, kind of
right.
thing. So you're right. I think that there's going to be a point where people are just going to say, fine. And this is one of the things Rob Pelletti, one of his fears is that people just stop reporting things.
Well, you know, part of the Merchants Crime Watch thing was that the whole thing was about just getting that communication out of what's going on. A lot of times I talk to people, and the reason why they just don't post it because they say, nobody comes, nobody cares. And, I think that's the furthest thing from the truth. It's just everything is just not in – it's just not there so that we can respond quick enough. And we've got to find ways, because there's some major issues out there that need police presence immediately that aren't getting it. And I don't know what the solution is, but we've got to find a way to get help to people so that they don't feel like they're being neglected.
I don't know. Donnie, do you?
Ed, I love your Crime Watch emails, and I think I mentioned in the article that I am shocked at how many things I see in your Crime Watch emails that never make it to a press release.
Yeah, I agree.
And just the things that happen where people walk in and take a 34-inch TV and walk out. You know what?
Right.
I need a new TV. And if what are they going to do? I'll just put a bandana over my face and go down there, pick one out that I like, and walk out. Linda will be waiting there. We'll just kind of put a little mud on the license plate, and we'll just drive away.
Well, just don't come down to my lobby and pee on my couch, so I have to get rid of that, too.
Oh,
okay?
I saw that.
Hey, okay. We got to take a break.
Donnie, thank you
so much.
And we're going to
take care.
And you know what, Donnie? We need to get you on, too, so we can talk about, because you've got your fingers on the pulse of everything happening around here.
Well, you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye, Donnie. Thanks.
Donnie Chamberlain, News Cafe. Let's take a quick break.
You know what? Let's post that article on our Facebook. We'll get that out.
We'll do this and make sure
people can
share it.
Yes.
Okay. Carl and DeBott, Ed Roman is our guest today. We got people on the line, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Playing at the Reading Civic Auditorium, July 13th only. Purchase tickets online at readingcivic.com or call 530-229-0022.
I'm having a hot flash.
Ooh. Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Love that. You know, Bob comes up with great, you know, he inspires me musically. Wonderful bump music. Start your morning here on KCNR 1460. We love having you with us. 8:35 in the morning. Going to be hot today with temperatures around 102, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 72. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and man's last stronghold. They're great guys down there. Man's last stronghold and great haircuts. What can I say? I like them. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Let's go to the phones.
All right, Terry, thanks for hanging on, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Linda. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ed. Thanks for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
The other thing is I wanted to bring up about there was an article in the paper, actually a letter by Philip Barker in the Sunday paper, how he had gotten robbed actually at 1:48 a.m. in the morning, and $4,800 worth of merchandise was stolen. Well, that same day he got a letter from the Reading Police Department charging him for a $65 false alarm. So it was in the paper, and so it's common knowledge. Thing is that he talked about the break-ins, how these guys walk around, they shake doors, so the alarms go off, the police charge them $65. As you say, they're late in coming. This is what he said I think is very pertinent, because he is a businessman. I've instructed my alarm response company not to notify RPD when my alarm goes off. I'm almost the first person on the site anyway, and I will go in armed to make certain my property is safe. It is time for the citizens to begin defending their own property, since the city has not the capability of dealing with the criminal element that has been allowed to flourish in Reading. And I think Carl hit the nail on the head. It has actually been allowed to. Really and truly, police officers taking 4 hours to show up for a citizen's arrest. I mean, really? The other thing is, too, I hope you guys have solutions, and I'm anxious to hear them, but really and truly, signs or calling the police and all that stuff at this point almost is moot. The reason it is the police cannot do anything to prevent crime. Their job is to investigate crime after it happens. What we need is a deterrent. And when we have a police chief who basically has been on public record at the city council saying he believes that people who have CCWs do not have the proper training, he said that in public, then with that kind of thinking, I'm really not sure where we go, but I know that basically this gentleman pretty much has it right, and it's scary to think that there's probably a lot of people thinking that way, and I'd like your response on that.
Well, you know, Terry, one of the things that that I've tried to encourage in these Merchant Crime Watch groups, I had different people come and speak, and I had Lance Beck come from North State Security. You know, and there's several good security companies here in town, so, you know, I'm not just, you know, speaking on Lance's behalf, but I run security at my restaurant and hotel from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for a reason. It's the time when I can't get out or my staff can't get out and walk the property and be there to see what's going on. And I have far less problems than a lot of other businesses because of that. And I don't know if that's the solution. I have cameras all the way around my building. I can monitor what goes on, but cameras are only as good as how you monitor them. And I don't monitor them 24 hours. We find a lot of things after the fact, but we've got to, as a community, remember there's some things we have to do that we didn't used to have to do to secure our businesses. And part of it is some sort of security measures that do the preventative stuff that you just mentioned rather than having to come in after the fact and try to clean it up.
Well, you're right, and that's a good point. I've known Lance Beck for 30 years, so I understand all that. But, a lot of businesses can't hire security because that's what it's going to take. And, again, it still doesn't answer the question that the police don't prevent crime and they don't show up. The other thing is that when you have people who are walking down the streets shaking doors and things like that, those alarms go off. And Those of you that call RPD, after a couple of those, you get a false alarm bill. And As a lot of people have seen, we've got motorcycle policemen that walk around giving parking tickets. And I'm not trying to slam the police here. I understand what a hard job they have. But really and truly, you know, when you have a police force that, in Rob Pelletti's own admission, is one of the highest paid in the state. We have 22 guys that make more money than the chief of police in San Diego, 22 of our 98. So basically, if we can spread that money out, maybe pick up some community officers to take the stress off of these guys, but no one's willing to do that. And so a lot of the solutions, and it's about time that the community really stands up. The community watch has changed their leadership. They are sitting down. They are meeting with Tom Basinko. You're correct. There were some guys who were out of hand there. Those guys are no longer with those people. But we may even have to duplicate community watches because this is getting bad. And I know it's not Detroit. I know it's not Stockton. I understand that. But really, guys, come on. Ed, you've lived here your whole life. I've lived here for 36 years. I've raised 5 kids here. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it like this.
No, me neither.
I have never seen it like this.
Okay. Hey, Terry, thanks a lot for your phone call, buddy.
Sure, guys.
All right. Thanks. Like I said, I've been here all of 7 years. And I've noticed a big change. But the question is then, if vigilance is not the answer, because we are vigilant. People are locking their cars. Now they're busting into the cars. They're locking their homes, and now they're kicking in the doors of homes and breaking windows to get in while they're gone, which means they're looking at homes. Are they being stolen out of the garages, car being stolen out of the garages while the people are inside, so which means they followed them home. So that means that this is kind of organized in some sense. Ed, if there was, I understand Chico has got a no loitering, no sitting, no spitting on the sidewalk, no peeing on couches ordinance.
No sit, no lie, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. They seem to be able to enforce that.
Yeah,
should we get one of those?
Actually, Brent Weaver sent me an article the other day that he read that says Monterey just did the same thing.
Good.
So it's starting to pick up in California that these cities are going to do these ordinances where we can move people out and, you know, actually get some things done. I think, you know, there's ordinances in place. I think it's just a matter of how we interpret those ordinances and how we follow up on them and how we police them and how we react to them.
Well, that's the whole thing. It does no good to say, don't put your, you know, don't lay here or you can't sleep here in the parking garage at night unless you do something about it. And I mean, I know the Downtown Reading Business Association, Vince Stevenson, heading that up now, has had talks with Chief Pelletti. And, you know, and with the city about putting, no loitering signs up, finding different ways of pushing these people, away from downtown and from businesses.
Right, right. I talked to a guy named Dale that works downtown. Dale's,
yes.
45-minute conversation about that. And
same
one
I had.
Nothing getting done, you know. He's
yeah.
You know, the idea, I mean, if we're going to have the ordinance and we're going to post these signs and we got to be able to enforce them.
That's right. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, we have a perfect storm right now because we are a low economic area. We don't have industry here. We have a large retiree community and a large welfare group. And so we don't have a lot of income to pull from for a higher tax base, for instance. And then you add the release of these people. Boy, I tell you, we need a fix, absolutely. But we need a fix in several areas, not just one. It isn't just the police. It's everything else all coming together for a perfect storm. That's my comment.
Well, Roberta, I believe you're right. If it was just one thing. But there's a lot of things like lack of foresight, as Billy Bob pointed out, that none of us
had.
You know, from three years ago about building a and economically we were in such bad shape then, but we didn't realize what bad shape we'd be in now, where we're talking about actually people are talking about having a new tax just to get more cops on the street.
Right.
But you know, but that, you know, in itself is going to be tough to do because you can't guarantee that money's going to go to the police. And
well, I guess one thing we could do is put out the word to some millionaires, move to Reading and help us, right?
Yeah, let's bring.
I don't know if money's a solution either, but
I don't know if money. You're right, money isn't a solution. Thanks a lot, Roberta, for your phone call. I think you're right, Ed. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk solutions here. Let's talk about some of the things that we think that our leadership ought to at least be putting some eyes out. You know what? Even if it's outside the box. I mean, I know that Tom Bosinko is working on something right now, that he is, you know, he's kind of right now moving some things around. And Tom's going to be on tomorrow, by the way. Possibly. But we need people. I know Rick Bassetti has got an idea, you know. But you know what? The thing about it is we have to do something. Yeah, I know. Rick. No, not with the baseball bat on this. But anyway, Ed Roman's our guest. Besides, of course, the C.R. Gibbs, which is just an absolutely fabulous place to
eat. Favorite hang.
One of our favorite hangout places there. Is also
best burgers in town.
Has the Merchant Crime Watch Association, and he helped organize it, and he still organizes all the meetings and gets us all together, so people to band together. I think banding together is one way, but I think there's got to be other things too. We'll be right back.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience.
custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing that rock.
Yeah, let's rock. Welcome back to
Right On Out the Door, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:50 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's about 80 degrees out there. It's going to go up to like 104 today. The rest of the week will be like this. It's kind of summery, and of course, you know, it's a little sultry today. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. They still have those. They still have that hidden, those cars hidden out there. And so they've got such great deals, they have to keep them hidden behind the tape there. So it's great. Go on down there. It's a lot of fun. If you're looking for a Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda, look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue, or that previously owned car, truck, or SUV, no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. They have it all there, and their neighbors making great deals for you. Don't leave the city. Don't leave the city to get a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV. And their service department is standing right behind it, and they are truly outstanding too. Give them a call at 223-2177 Reading Crown Motors. Our guest today is Ed Roman of the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. We've had numerous callers. We're talking about, of course, crime in Reading. And let's go to the phones. Bert, good morning.
Good morning. A great show.
Thank you.
Wanted to find out whether the possibility of having people volunteer as junior deputies armed with a stun gun, pair of handcuffs, and a cell phone. And maybe they could patrol day and night, those who are willing to volunteer for such a duty.
Well, Bert, I can tell you what, no idea should be off the table. Because, you know, before they, you know, when the police would talk about this, they would talk about liability and all the training they have to go to. But I think that maybe we should look at volunteer corps that does drive around in cars that may be different than police cars, but they still drive around.
You know, Shasta Lake City does that. They have a volunteer group there. And it has been discussed in groups that I've been in.
Sure.
So I know it's out there on the table, but it's been it's sort of been pushed to the back because of the liability issue. So, you know, I think it needs to stay out there on the table because I do think
Absolutely.
It's a valid option.
I think it is, too. So, Bert, thanks a lot for that phone call. Ed, we got like 8 minutes left. Let's solve all the crime problems here in Reading in 8 minutes. First thing we need to look at, though, I think, is where are we going to put these guys and girls?
Well, you know, there's lots of conversations out there. You know, the gentleman's talked earlier, you know, talked about the fact that we didn't build a jail when we might have had the opportunity with the grant money. And, you know, that was a political decision that got made. And unfortunately, it is off the table. But, you know, we do have a facility that's being built right now. Or I don't know if they've started actually.
Well, it's going to be like when I talked to the sheriff, he said 18 months. But the first year of it is just going through the permit process.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take a year to do that. And then he did say that he has the capability that you can expand it, which is good because
he'll fill it up right away.
I think it's what 80 beds,
something like that. Yeah.
That means that'll take a week to fill that one up. So, and like I said, I know that Tom's working on something right now, and at least the first parts of it. So
and there's groups of concerned citizens out there that I've spoke with that have ideas that they're trying to bring them to the table and. you know, it's a long process, and unfortunately, especially in the state of California, again, it just takes so long to get anything done. And by the time we get it done, what's this picture going to be? That's my biggest concern. You know, we got to fix it now.
I don't think 3 years or a year and a half or 2 years, whenever the new jail, because like we said, by that time, we may have more. We may have more bad guys and girls out there. I saw this girl walking by yesterday as I was driving by the courthouse. She comes out and has her shorts on and her multicolored. She looked very summery and all that, and she's smiling. And I looked down, and on her ankle was the GPS bracelet. And I thought, oh, okay, you know, it's a new jewelry for Reading.
Yeah, it's
funny. You know, you're not anybody unless you have a GPS bracelet.
I was working out the other day, and the same thing happened to me. I went, oh my God, you know.
And so, okay, when we're talking about this, you know, the no loitering, the no sitting, spitting, lying ordinance. Can we do that?
Well. You know, I think we can. Obviously, I know
Chico
two cities.
Is.
Chico's doing it. Monterey's doing it. You know, I think if we want to jump into the picture, we should jump into it and at least get the ball rolling. There's been some things. Missy McCarthy actually brought that up as an issue several months ago. You know, that we needed to do something with the people that are on the sidewalks. And there are ordinances out there. We need to go through those ordinances, see that they're clean and clear, and if our police department can enforce them, that's the problem. Is how do we get to every sidewalk where there's somebody that's loitering or sleeping or panhandling or doing the things that we don't want them doing? How do we get there and fix that problem? Because there's a lot of them out there.
Is there a time for I empathize and sympathize with Rob Paletti. He's got 10% of his officers out at any one time. In this case, there was a shooting, which they should bring them back on that. But there's also they're getting injured.
Oh, they're getting injured. Up bad.
Well. Not in the sense that they're losing the fights, but they're getting beat up bad, you're right, in the sense of they're having to fight all these people all the time because of the meth.
Right. They're fighting these guys with meth, and they're super strong. And these guys, our poor police force. I mean, you know, we got some little ladies on the force that, you know, they carry guns, but they're not big.
No.
And how do they fight with these big guys?
I don't know. But even our big guys, are getting their knees rearranged and all this, fighting these guys on meth and whatever. So you empathize with that. So, you know, how do we put more boots on the ground? Is it time for private security firms that the stores and the stores like you
and that's
have?
What Downtown Chico did. Chico hired private security to take care of the policing in the downtown area.
I guarantee you. Give me 2 months, and I'd have a force here.
Yep.
2 months. Anyway, there's people. Well, you know what?
Got to say it like it is, Carl.
It is. Give me 2 months to build a force, and I'll have a force there, and I'll clean the streets up.
Yep.
I mean, I will have to move them along using the ordinances, and the only thing the police are going to have to do then is come and collect them.
Okay. Because take care of the really, really bad guys.
We're not going to, and I'm not talking about physical altercations or shooting anybody. No. But we've got people out there. We've got security companies out there that it may take that. Maybe it's going to take dipping into money the city has put around. Maybe REU ought to volunteer part of their $45 million they have in reserve to protect the electrical fixtures or something. What else, Ed?
Well, I think we just got to be diligent in how we police our own businesses and our own homes. There's a young guy out there named Jason Schroeder who started a neighborhood watch program in his area that he has some really good ideas. If anybody wants to pick somebody's brain about doing a neighborhood program, Jason's the guy to go to. Join the Reading Merchants Crime Watch. See what's going on out there. Communicate with each other. Be diligent about getting these people out of your private property. Your businesses. Don't let them loiter. Don't let them come onto your property and walk around and look in cars and eventually break into them. Don't let them sleep there. The building next door to me, it's a hotel in an old building that hasn't been rented out in years. Used to be an old Bible bookstore. They sleep out there under the bushes. You know, when I come to work in the morning, there are cardboards laying there where they slept all night. And you know, that's the kind of stuff we've got to fix. They can't be doing that in a business.
And because on private property, you can move them. City property, they have a tough time.
Exactly.
But on private property, you can move these people out in the middle of the night. And it's not an easy solution. But nothing should be off the table. Violence should be off the table. But nothing else should be off the table. And we need our leaders who are just kind of right at this point. I haven't heard one idea from them. Yeah. Have you? I mean, you're probably.
Well, I've heard some ideas here and there, but I don't think as a group you know, the five city councilors can't get together and make a decision that makes sense, I don't think, on a lot of issues just because they don't get along. And, you know, that's part of the problem. You know, part of the problem is you got to get a city council in there that's willing to work together, not against each other.
Well, part of the thing is that maybe they should put their differences behind to do something for the city.
I think that's 100%
because I believe all of them want to help the city. They just have to get past their crap.
And I think that there's going to be some new people sitting on city council come November. So
you never can tell. We need to inspire people to get their legs. You know, not hide, but get their legs where they are ready to do the work as a community in order to fight these issues, to be stronger for these issues. I think a lot of people are afraid. And again, you know, it's easier to stay behind your walls nailed up. So I encourage everyone to take a stand and do something and attend a meeting and just come out.
How do people get a hold of you to become part of this? Do you have to be a merchant to be a part of your group?
No, there's lots of people that aren't merchants that are part of our group. You can go to readingcrimewatch.com, and you can sign up on – there's a website, and you can sign up there. If that's too difficult for some of you, just email me at ed@crgibbs.com. Tell me you want to be put on the list, and I will do it for you.
Okay, if you have any questions, you didn't catch that, just give us a call here at 605-4565 and we'll help you out.
Thank you, Ed. You're amazing.
Ed, you know what? The fight has started. I mean, it's been going on, but I think the people are starting to mobilize and they're going to be able to help our city and our community.
Well, there's a lot more people out there that get it right now. Phone calls from them all the time. So.
And like Donnie has on the
Donnie, again, great job on the article. And keep writing them, okay?
Super, Donnie. Okay, hey, next week we're going to have every one of the city council people running for city council. The ones that are in there now and the ones that are running are going to be on next week. Good time to ask them questions starting Monday morning. We'll be back tomorrow. And I'll be here with Trish Clark. And we got a lot of things going on. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. We need more good guys. Let's join the good guys club.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A four-month-old baby is among the four people killed in last night's severe weather that pounded central New York State. The victims were in a house in Smithfield near Syracuse. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
National Weather Service just confirmed that this was a tornado that went through Madison County.
Tornadoes also confirmed in northeast Ohio and northwestern Pennsylvania. In Maryland, a child was killed by a falling tree, and hundreds of thousands were left without power. Many still don't have electricity. Also at SRNNews.com, the crisis at the southern border. Half-dozen Obama administration officials testifying before a Senate panel today, promising to get a handle on the flood of unaccompanied children arriving at the border. Meanwhile, the top House Republican says he's reserving judgment on the administration's request for billions to cope with the crisis.
If we don't secure the